Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Sri and Kira Live. I am Sri Ramka.
And I am Kira Ra, and welcome to September. Woo, woo, woo. Wow. I'm feeling, and it was so cute, literally, right before Sri said hello, I was kind of startled because, you know, we live here in this beautiful Inter-Andean Valley in the Andes Mountains, and there was this truck.
It was like an ice cream truck jingle.
With, like, the music, and I just thought, how appropriate that as we were just getting ready to connect with all of you today, that this kind of, like, jingly music started off the show, and you guys probably didn't hear it, but I found it to be really appropriate. So, hey, welcome to September. Welcome to Sri and Kira Live. Welcome over at bbsradio.com. If you're tuning in, we love you. Mwah. Thanks for being here. Welcome to everyone who's over at Oneness Talk Radio, where you can chat, you can listen, and you can watch. And, of course, over at YouTube at Official Sri and Kira.
Yes.
We are just so happy to be here with all of you. And you can feel it, right? I think you can feel it radiating through Sri and I. You know, many of you know, and there might be some of you that don't know, and I'm going to open up the show with it today, because two Thursdays ago, Sri and I did an episode of Soul Mirrors, Be Amazed. That's my Thursday night show. And we, after receiving this message from the Divine Directors, we're very clear that we needed to not be on the air. This was two Saturdays ago, to take a whole weekend off and really be with all this energy that was coming in. And we haven't really talked a lot about what happened during that week, but we're going to talk about that today, because what in turn it turned out to be was that the information for September, Sri's word is vast. My word is like vast library. The reason we had to literally pull out and go deep with this message, and there's so much that we are still unpacking, was because there is that much. And I suspect that a lot of you are feeling that right now as well, right? So how has your week been leading us up to this moment of September?
You know, I just want to add to what Kira was sharing, is what is happening for us at this moment is in the straddling of the dimensions, navigating third dimensional issues, navigating the fifth, seventh, ninth dimensional frequencies.
Yeah.
We're finding that to bring into words that which is going on and to offer a lamppost so that you might be able to find your way more easily.
Right. We're going to talk about the torch today.
That actually what is happening is more than just a brief sharing. Mm-hmm. It's, in fact, a training. It's, in fact,
exactly,
a lot more information.
It's a vast library. I mean, I'm honest to goodness, you know, I will share with you, I have friends. I have dear, dear friends that are writing me going, why aren't you writing me back? And it's because, literally, and my poor beloved, we're all adjusting to it, it has been 24/7 with the Divine Directors. I literally live with my iPad Pro next to me, or I'm writing something down. I have a book, or my husband, or I'm like, Sri, sit, listen to this, make sure we don't forget this. It has not stopped. And this is part of what's happening for all of us on the planet. And it's a moment of extraordinary miracle manifestation and extraordinary blessings. And again, perfect balance, right?
Balance.
Remember, balance. When we recognize that balance, everything comes into clear view. And remember, we have just opened up right this minute together this month of awareness.
Yeah.
We are in September 1. We have now transited from the energy of choice into the energy of awareness as the pulse beat or the heartbeat. Remember, those three energies, awareness is always the first one of the cycle. That's why, another reason why this is such a big month, right? So awareness, experience, which is October coming up, and then choice is going to be November. That's going to be the next time we're going to be in that energy we had in August. Why is that important? Because those are the heartbeats that are pulsing that we tend to forget. And that's why if you look at this beautiful yin-yang circle here, do you notice how I have like a heartbeat? And that's why that spiral is there. That's actually the top of a conch shell. So I have this beautiful spiral going on there so that you can see. And then you see also all the lotus energy coming out. I mean, lest us not forget that tomorrow is Ganesha's birthday, right? So there is so much that is inviting you to remember that in the distance, there is always the universe. And the universe is constantly offering us the energy of the Trinity, and that Trinity is awareness, experience, choice. So now that we are here in a moment of divine awareness, I think we do need to talk a little bit about the choice that got us here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Shree's having a great afternoon, guys. Yes.
Are you asking me to be chronological? You
know? Honey, I'm not asking you to do a thing.
Anyway.
I'll sit here and sip my tea.
You know, one thing I want to mention.
Oh, hey, we forgot the phone number.
Okay, let's share the phone number.
We forgot to give you the phone number. Sorry, guys.
517-208-1500. Give us a ring. 517-208-1500. You can dial in, share your experiences, ask for a mini soul reading.
And we've already got a lot of people. I think there's still some lines open, so get in the queue.
and when we call on you, turn off the other device. Just listen on
the phone.
On the phone device
only.
Yeah,
it makes it easier.
So one of the things I wanted to emphasize was the cycle of awareness, experience, choice is always rotating, and that there is a grander cycle that we're saying August is the month of choice because we were brought to that place through all these experiences and awarenesses and knowings that came before. There was a lot going on this summer.
Well, and the Kali Ma.
Exactly.
Lest us not forget what happened in August, you know?
And so the choices that you made, conscious and unconscious, you now are in a place of getting to notice them more, getting to be, let's say, aligned with them in your awareness. And so your awareness is going to reflect back to you now, not only the choices that are the intentional momentum within your life, the choices of others and what they've made and how they're displaying in your awareness in September, because density stratas are affected. We're going to talk about that, significantly affected, as are all stratas. Nothing is, let's just say the universe is very, very kind. The energy is offered to all. How one responds depends upon your orientation and your predispositions and such. So we are at an amazing month. This is the first day.
I know.
This is the first day.
It's
and
awesome.
It's going to get a little bit wilder as it proceeds.
This is the wild ride. Okay, just point blank, September is the wild ride. So let's go back. I want to read, Shree, just a few lines. So earlier in the show, when we opened up, we were sharing that Shree and I, two Thursdays ago on Soul Mirrors Be Amazed, when Shree just so happened, coincidentally, to be my co-host that night, this information came in, the guidance came in to kind of pull out of the world for a week. We did. This is our first weekend back. We were not on the air last weekend, so this is right now. And so we wanted to, for those of you that had heard this before, we wanted to kind of really put a wrapper on this and explain how we got here right now, because we do have a lot to share. So let's just kind of do that, right?
Please.
So again, this was the information. And I'm just going to read you the synopsis, all right? So the information that was delivered from the divine directors was very much, it was offered as part of this vast library that's been showing up. So I want to be sure I'm not inspiring anybody to understand this out of context, because the context on this was, here's a train of experiences, or here's a sequence of experiences that you can call forward that will lead you to a place of even greater awakening. And so let me read this to you.
Yes.
And so the way this was delivered, I literally, and this is one of the things Shree and I are going to be talking about later today, and we talk a lot about in our September video, which will be published this afternoon. It was like I was sitting on a chalkboard. I literally, it was like I was in one of those really, like, you know, turn of the century schoolhouse with a chalkboard, and I was in like the little wood desk at the front of the room, and there was this beautiful cosmic being wearing a graduation cap. It was like just to keep me laughing, you know, it was just because it was silly. And they had on this graduation cap, And here's what they were writing on the board. And they were pointing. You know how they used to have those long pointer things for the chalkboard?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So they were pointing like, come on, Kira, get it. Like, okay, duh. And so here's what they said. Here is the premise. So imagine that, and just imagine, just play it, right? So imagine that if the premise would be that if everything is a lie, then the truth cannot be found. Mm-hmm. So if that is the premise of a stream of energy that would seek to interfere with you through your allowance of that energy, then the premise would be for you to never be seen or shown the truth. That way, it cannot be found, right? If everything is a lie, the truth cannot be found.
Or recognized.
Or recognized or seen, right? So imagine if that was an energy, and let's play for a moment. Let's assume maybe that's an energy that's feeding the fear dimension and density, right? So here's what they said the outcome would be. If that case is happening, if that level of premise is around us, then the outcome is one where actually knowing the truth would become dangerous and almost considered to be an act of terror because it would threaten those who are seeking to control the truth.
Yeah.
So I want you to breathe that in, because here's what's so amazing. This is what caused Sri and I to go, whoa, we got to take a step back. And we did. And we invited all of you to do the same. And so I want to continue with the rest of what they say here, because this is all about September. And that's why we wanted to lead with this today. This is the energy of the spin and the moment at hand. So what they're saying is that when we participate ourselves in that, which is the illusion of the illusion of the illusion, we cannot find the truth because the truth is being intentionally cloaked. Now, this is why September is breaking the floodgates open, babes, okay? I'm telling you this right now, and it's all in our video coming out this afternoon. September is the removal of the cloak of invisibility. All right, I want you to really take that in, and we're going to talk a lot more about that in a minute. So I just want to finish with what else they said, because we said this on the air two weeks ago.
We shared this with you a couple of weeks ago.
All right, and so here's what they say. So how do you navigate that which is upside down? So think about that, right? Suddenly we're all in the spacecraft, right? And we don't even know we're upside down until there's a point or a reference where we can say, wait a minute, that's the floor, okay? So how do you do that? How do you navigate that which is upside down? They're saying you must look at it in a mirror, my angels. And that, therefore, all mirrors are being cleared. Now, take that in. And they're saying that to really do this, you must choose to go inward. And then the directives was that last week was the inward journey as outward expansion. And I think that that really was important, because the other part they said was it was about letting go of that line that would seek to keep us separated from ourselves. And so I think this is really worth talking about as we're entering into September.
And it's important to listen with your heart open, because it's not just about the words.
Nope.
The inward journey as the outward journey is indeed one of the key components for this relaxing the invisibility. When what is inside becomes what is on the outside, there is this incredible blessing of congruence, this blessing of authenticity that then you have the truth filter working. As long as we're hiding, then there's a lie at work. And we've talked about that last month too, hiding is lying. Well, but it also means hiding is denying.
Oh, I love that.
And so
So
when we're denying, we're just saying that doesn't exist.
Right.
It's like, okay, that part of the reality ain't there. And when we set up these sort of cloaks, well then, yes, we've covered We've made the truth invisible. We've made our truth and ourselves invisible.
Well,
so you can see how this weaves through everything.
I love this. And so when you and I, when Sri and I, so on Soul Mirrors, Be Amazed, which if you haven't tuned in yet, why not? Join us Thursday nights. It's an extraordinary, intimate conversation about who we are and what we do. And anyway, Thursday night, Sri and I opened up that show talking about the power of saying yes.
Yeah.
And this isn't just that, you know, oh, you got to say yes, because goodness knows we've talked about this forever, and as all of you have. This is that one where What happened in the last week of August for us during our inward journey as our outward expansion was that the first thing we did was we noticed all of the things that were in place that we could not move simply because we had this last minute revelation. As a matter of fact, moving the radio shows was hard enough. Well, a couple of the things that were that happened was that we also came forward as an outward expansion. And with the grace and love of the Sri and Kira app, which I thank all of you that have the app and all of you that are upgrading into the Mastery Mentorship Program. Number one, just to read your miracle emails blows our mind. But number two, this is why the Mastery Mentorship app exists, so that we can co-create miracles and help heal the world. We have just created the miracle of being able to open a free clinic for our indigenous people here. And already, Sri, I don't even know that I've told you. Guys, the emails, this has just been like a little rumor mill that we were going to get this done.
Just sort of mentioned it publicly a day ago.
Exactly. Yeah. And we were actually with the medical doctor from the local community here who is ecstatic and wants to work with us. We just did that before we got on the air, which is why we're still in our everyday clothes, guys. So the reason I'm sharing this is that has been our inward journey for a while. And to see that outward expression come forward last week, we wanted to share that with you. And I do want to thank all of you that have already been flooding us with, I'm a nurse and I want to come work at the free clinic. How can I come to Tosa Blue Mountain? Well, hey, go to TosaBlueMountain.com, learn about it. We are very, very excited at what's happening here.
One of the things, just to fill in a little bit on that, Tosa Blue Mountain is a sanctuary.
Yes, in every way.
The energy that is here outside of the density flow. There are so many sites on this property that vibrate well above 500 on Hawkins scale, which is the love zone. That's the zone of the saints. That's the zone of your higher self and the fifth dimensional energy of compassion. So one of the reasons that people love to be here is they start feeling better. We start to let go of those filters, those denials, and the stress of coping with the density life.
Well, I'm giggling because literally I have been, and forgive me, I pray this wouldn't offend anyone, but I've been giggling and saying, I really feel like we are the ground zero of like crystalline light. And I think that's why we had to finally wind up here. Sri and I have been spiritually wandering the planet really for almost 10 years before we wound up finally here.
It's kind of a slow motion wander.
It was, but it was a beautiful wander. I love living in all these countries. And the gift of I think landing here is that there is this sense of, I don't even want to leave here anymore.
No,
communicating with you guys is such a gift. And let us not forget that September, and you've already said it, September is a wild ride. Now, this is because the balance energy, remember August was all about that balance and the masculinity and how all that was healing and how we were all coming and gazing through all these different lenses. Well, that balance along with choice, remember it was a choice month, right? So those two have come together, and what it has done is called forward wisdom as the bridge. Now, we talk a lot about this in the video that will be published right here on YouTube at Official Sri and Kira later today. However, I want to point out, and Sri and I were kind of giggling the other day, after all this information was coming in, I was sitting at my desk and I clearly heard the seven polarities of free will. And I thought, wow, yeah, of course, And those of you that took the lineage holder journey with us know that I included some of that in that journey for you. That program that was gifted to Sri and I was released to the planet in 2015. And it talked about those seven polarity energies of free will, how they were going to play out every year, 2015 through 2022, and how we can balance that and what the ascended energies are. And when I went back and looked at not only the chart, but the material taught in the class, it was so obvious that that class, even though we know it's a class for all times, it's really for this time. I mean, literally right now.
There's a relevancy right now.
So much so that we wanted to put like a 911 on it, and so we did. You can get the class right now for 50% off. It is $11 through 911. So it's kind of that 11-9-11. Guys, this program, please, just, and if you already bought it, go download it again and take it again, because the material will help you through this wild ride of September. There's so much to share about the multiple dimensional overlays mm-hmm. of this month that it really is about recognizing that in this second cycle, remember, this is the second cycle within the cycle that began when? August 15th through November 5th. So in that cycle, in that overarching cycle that started the middle of this month, and we all remember the August 15 momentum, right? September is the literal bridge. It's the literal bridge. So it's a really profound moment.
Yeah. Yeah, that it is. And, you know, I had this image in my head about September. When you get on a roller coaster, when you first get on it, it seems okay. You're just going click, 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 click. You know, you're just kind of getting a better view of everything. And when it unleashes after having built that energy, that's when the ride gets kind of wild. And I feel that as we head toward the 10th of September, we're clicking into mm-hmm. it and just be in a place of heart-centered presence to be able to navigate this month and to be on the bridge that your true wisdom will help carry you. You know, one of the other things I want to point out is there is an important discernment that we gather over time. Mm-hmm. As we lift into a greater orientation, meaning a more cosmic context for our lives, mm-hmm. that we're no longer just a citizen or a member of one family or one country for that matter, or one religion for that matter. When we expand the context of who we are and then let in the past life overlays and all of it, we eventually reach a point where we include Earth as one of many inhabited or many stopping points in a soul's journey. Now, that's where it begins to get out of reach for many people. The thing I want to say to you is that what we know to be true is that we as souls have done a lot of traveling. And this piece of the traveling right here on Earth is one portion. Mm. It's one gift. And one of the things that happens when we really begin to move into more of an energy-based reality rather than a particle-based reality, meaning just what you see out in front of you are the particles, but the energies are waving through everything. We then relax the Earth centricity. We're more open to angels and guides, etc. And one of the things that's going on now, that was a long wind-up to get to this point, is that those that are very much committed to density, and they're saying, and that those souls that said this lifetime is density, this is,
and that's totally cool. It could have been any of us.
That's right. That the third and the fourth dimensions are gluing themselves together and creating kind of a ceiling.
This is the point.
Third dimensional reality we all grew up in, right? And then we begin to widen the context and begin to see beyond a little bit and move into energy perceptions and recognize that we were more than just this. Well, with the fourth dimensional frequencies, which is an amplification of emotional energies, an amplification of the fear energies, the anger energies, those polarized energies are very much in the fourth dimension and they're sealing onto the third. So those that are rooted in the third dimension are going to get amplified. That's kind of one of the points.
That is a powerful point. And this point is what we talk about extensively in the video that will be published this afternoon, is that in September, that wisdom bridge, and we will define what the wisdom bridge is, will assist you to literally bridge. And the way it's going to be bridging is you're either going to be bridging third to fourth, because as Sri just described so eloquently, there is this goopy mess that's wanting you to feel as if you're expanding, yet you're actually entrapping. And this is the value of September. This is why it's a wild ride. There is a lot of cosmic presence in September, and the equinox is going to be phenomenally
pivotal
rich.
Point. Yeah.
A very pivotal moment, this particular equinox. So there is a big moment. And I want to share that. I'm sorry I forget the name of this. There was that Jim Carrey movie. Anyway, it was the one where
he's in the bubble.
He was living on TV.
Yeah.
You know, he was on a TV show.
The something show.
Whatever that one. Truman. That's it. The Truman Show. Oh, my God. We remembered. Okay. So the Truman Show, if you've seen that, that's kind of what's going on for humanity. So the way that this has been described and the way that I actually experienced it, and I have had the honor through some readings I've done from for some people lately to actually watch other people as they discover this themselves. There is, for those of us that have been lineage holders, that have, no matter how much we think we have been out there, no matter how much we think we have been doing what we have been doing, we have all been inside of, and the way it was described to me, it was like this dome of invisibility. And then I found it very much more personal, like almost that cloak of invisibility.
Yes. And like that, the personal one and the collective dome.
Exactly. Yeah. And that because it is so comfortable and because it is so invisible, it's invisible to you too. It certainly was invisible to me. And the way that I saw it and the way that I was shown it was that I felt like I was standing in a nighttime experience, but it was very violet, like that beautiful, like rich velvet violet, you know, like almost, and I'm saying that because I felt like I was wearing a cape like that, like almost a velvet kind of cape with a hood. And the wind was ferocious. And I will share that every time I've had the honor of helping someone else move through this in the readings lately, we have all been standing in the same place looking. So it's been very fascinating. So if what I'm sharing is resonating with you on any level, I guarantee you've had an invisibility dome around you. And so what happened was the wind was like so ferocious that I was forced to look for a second. And in that moment, what I thought was a night sky and endless, I literally saw what looked like a tent flap flapping in the wind. It was a teeny tiny spot, but remember, in the darkest night, the brightest light, right? And so I looked and there it was. And I have to tell you guys, and this all happened during this week, Sri and I have taken off. It like almost knocked me over with energy. And it hit me. And in that moment, I saw, it was like click, 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 like expansions of exponential circles opening up. And I saw that everyone in my life, everyone in their life, everyone in their life, not only was I being shown the oneness, I was being shown the depth of this invisibility. Now take a breath, because that takes my breath away,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And what I got in that moment around September, and you guys are staring at it, is right here, that when we invite ourselves into balance, it means that we are loving ourselves enough to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what does saying yes look like? It means that not only do you see that dome of invisibility, you're walking toward the flap. Right? Because we're ripping that flap off. I know we are. And that's what we have said yes to. And since we have said yes to that, the clinic appeared, the laser appeared, the miracles are appearing. We're all doing this together, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're already getting people writing that they want to come and be here, and we haven't even officially opened yet, you know? So it's very exciting.
It is. And you know, there's a number of points there, because when we say yes, what we're saying is I choose to align, you could call it your earthly consciousness.
Right.
I choose to align that willful part of me that thought it had it all figured out and is now surrendering even further.
Yeah.
I'm saying yes to the divine hand, to the greater flow of creation that I am participating in. And we dance between being conscious of what we're doing and being surprised by what's unfolding.
Yeah.
And making a conscious choice and then being amazed at what comes through that choice is part of the deliciousness of this experience, because we are transiting dimensional frequencies. And the reality of one dimension is a little different than the reality of a more coarser dimension. And this is why, to so many of your friends or former friends and family, you may seem a little insane at times. There is density sanity, which is the
not happening to any of you, right?
You know, you have that consensus reality that you've kind of evolved through, yet you still have some lifelines into it to whatever degree. And then you have this other reality that you live in. And you go, those two are a little bit oil and water. They don't fully integrate.
No, you got to shake them up.
And so we laugh and we smile at that because, yeah, that's just the nature of the journey. So rather than be distressed by it, be open to what other gifts are coming, because more friends are coming, greater joy is coming, greater creation capacity is coming, and all of that is part and parcel. And so here we are. We still have a life to live. We have callers standing by. We have things that we choose to be involved with. And beloved ones, trust the unfolding ascension process that is seated within your heart. This is why it's the path of self-ascension.
Yeah.
Your higher self, to use that word, already knows the way. It's the lower identifications, that attachment to the other illusionary selves that kind of slow the process down. And for whatever reasons, it's fine. You work with it. That's
right.
What we work with. That's the stuff of our lives.
No kidding, huh? Wow. And guys, you know, speaking of the stuff of our lives, let's all take a breath and remember that together we are better.
Yes.
And that when we come together and say yes, we are gifting ourselves with empowering our own energy field. You know, this is fuel, right? The gift of this show is that when Sri and I finish this show every week, it's a wonderful moment. It's a moment of great smiles and sharing. And we always walk outside of the studio and just go, wow, you know, we pinch each other that we get to live here. And we pinch each other that we get to be with you. Whether you're with us live, whether you're grabbing this in the archives, just thank you for tuning in, because when we can meet with each other, and I know you guys already know this, right? When you can meet with another and you leave feeling whole, you leave feeling inspired, or you just leave feeling better for having been together, that's a sign. And the more that we follow that internal guide, that's one of the greatest things you can do in remembering who you really are, or wanting to open up your intuitive channels. Just pay attention to how you feel. You know, that, what do you call it? A gut feeling or mom's intuition?
The goosebumps.
Doesn't matter. The truth chills, as I call them, the hair standing on end. When that becomes more accepted, and you don't have to say anything about it, you can just kind of notice and kind of bring an inward smile and just notice. Notice what you're noticing. And if you can notice, you know, you can kind of step back, right? And go, oh, wow, I'm doing that. Oh, I see that. Just that is the first step. And it's funny, as I'm sharing this, I'm feeling a tickling. It's like I feel this tickling right back here in my crown chakras. Yeah, for all of you that are connecting and opening up your crown chakras, thank you. That feels great. I'm enjoying it. But when you do this often, these are just little easy ways. And why is this important? Because September is the month of harvest. Right? That's the equinox, right? Mm-hmm. It's the moment of bounty. And so everything will be bountiful this month. So you get to be the master of the bounty. So if everything is going to be bountiful, one of the gifts we can give ourselves, and this is what Sri and I are talking about on the video, is that this month you can really begin to bridge through wisdom. Remember, this is September. You can bridge through wisdom 7th to 9th dimensional frequencies to lift above judgment. And when we can lift above judgment, we lift above personalization.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not the dissolution of the self. See, this is where many seem to misunderstand this. What the gift of the lack of personalization offers means we get to float in that energy. And when you float in that energy, it doesn't even cross your mind to think about that, because it's so hard to describe. I've been very blessed to touch this state several times lately. And this has all been due to this past week that Sri and I have been living in. And what I can share with you is that September is inviting all of you to kind of get your free pass to look on the other side. And that's really amazing. And we started talking about this on the show yesterday.
You know, it oftentimes it's challenging to communicate where we're going until you get there. And so the quality of non-judgment is different than suspending judgment.
Right.
To suspend judgment is a little bit like you're driving the car and you're saying, okay, I'm not going to judge, but I'm still in the vehicle that could judge.
Right.
I'm in that car. Versus to get out of the car and be one with the outer environment of non-judgment means that that energy just isn't even present as an option. We are connected as one harmony versus I'm still feeling separate, but I won't criticize.
Now, you know, I'm enjoying this because this brings us back to a reminder about the fifth dimension. Because in the fifth dimension, and the fifth dimension is what September is all about. I mean, fifth dimension, all about September, because it's going to be all about compassion. And it's going to be about how compassion is expressed and how compassion is suppressed. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be a very profound fifth dimensional experience. And what you were just sharing, I think, is really important to make it like a highlight on that in the fifth dimensional experience, you are releasing judgment. However, judgments are still aware. This is why September is offering us this wisdom bridge to go into the seventh dimension, where that is the dimension where judgment no longer exists. And just being able to, as I mentioned, get our free pass for a moment and try it on means that there is this wild ride of escalation that is happening. And again, all of these details are in the September video being posted later today.
And so, beloved ones, it's important to recognize that you've signed on, and like that roller coaster analogy, you don't really know what the next curve is until you get there.
It's so true.
Key is when we reside in a state of I am safe, mm-hmm. I love myself, I love the universe, mm-hmm. then these movements and things are much more enjoyable.
Yeah. I love it.
And so we're going to head to the call board here.
We are heading to the call board here, and we're going to go right here. It looks like we're going to go to Burlington. Is that Iowa? Is that? Hi.
Namaste, Sri and Kara. Hi.
Namaste.
I'm so glad to get through today. I was listening to yesterday's show earlier today, and it brought to mind to me something that has happened over the last couple weeks, where I was in a conversation about shadows and how, you know, how important it is to dive into those shadows, to not mask them and so forth. And it didn't feel right to me. It didn't resonate with me. I kind of felt like, over the last, especially the last couple of years, I've betrayed myself because of shadows and didn't honor who I really was. And I've also been focusing a lot on self-love this last month. And I had a real beautiful experience 2 days ago where I just felt, I was moved to tears by the beauty of love that I had for myself. And when I was listening to the show earlier today, I realized that, you know, I'm not my shadows. And that's kind of why I feel like it didn't resonate with me, that conversation. And that there's the polar opposite to shadows, which is the truth, which is, you know, the divinity that I am, my divine worth.
Yeah.
And I feel like in September, and this is what I was kind of taking from yesterday's show, was how I had come to the realization that putting my attention on my worthiness, that divinity, and putting my focus there and allowing myself to let go, to detach from the ideas that there has to be shadows to define me, was what I needed to really put my attention to come September. And with today being September 1st and with this this coming to me today. I really was wanting your insight and a soul reading on that.
Oh, honey, can I just hug you?
Well, congratulations.
I'm hugging you. I am so in love with your process and you and your sharing. And I just love that you're our first caller today. I mean, just too many miracles happening in one moment for me to process. Let's just start there. So, and I sincerely mean that. And I want to share with you that I've really been enjoying as you've been sharing because, and it's almost heavy. Like, I'm really glad we're at the part where I can help you feel this more. You've got a huge, I'm telling you, like maybe this is, how wide is that, Sri? An inch and a half, 2 inches?
You mean the height of it?
Between my hands right here.
Yeah, about 2 inches. Yeah.
Okay, at your crown, and it starts right over your eyebrows.
Like a
and
it goes,
and it's like a tight band. It is a crown, but it's a crown of cosmic liquid light. So it's very different because it's on there, and the reason it's tight, and it's really tight on the side right here, and I'm watching it, it's got like a movement in it. And the more that you have been saying yes to you, the more that you have been activating your self-love, it's like you've been sending fuel. It's like this has been on you your entire life, but it was like a crushing headache instead of a liberating experience. And what they're saying is keep going. And you're resonating with the number 9. So, of course, you got through today, right? Here we are, the very first day of the 9th month. And they're saying that the sequence of the 9 will follow you into a new series of moments. And the sequence they're showing me is 9 days, 9 weeks, 9 months. That these next 9 days set the stage for what will be the next 9 weeks. But everything day one is today, which will set the stage for the next 9 months. And that 9 months from now, you will have yet another choice in front of you, but it's going to be made from a whole new level. So I'm really glad you got through it. Now, as I said that, I got a little pain right here in my physical heart. So I just want to send some love and support into your physical heart and your beautiful physical body to remember that you are doing great and we're really glad you're on the planet. So let's just breathe that in.
So,
and so it is. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you. And so much love to you both. Thank you.
And to you, Angel. Namaste.
You.
Many blessings. You know, Sri, this is just very, I'm so touched because as we were with our first caller, I am literally, are you guys dizzy right now? I am literally feeling that energy orb, right? That kind of donut of liquid light. Now I'm feeling it and it's huge and I'm getting like a lot of the pitch ringing in my ears. I'm sure a lot of you listening, it's almost like I feel like I'm underwater right now. So yeah, let's connect with, look at this beautiful call board. Who's calling to you, Sri? Where are we going? St. Charles, Missouri, it looks like maybe.
Hi there.
Namaste.
Hello, it's Lorelei again. I love you guys.
Hey, Lorelei. Namaste. Well, your phone line was radiating.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so shocked. I did not expect to be called. But last time I called you guys, and oh, my goodness, it was phenomenal what you said. You actually said that, you know, obviously I was connecting with lineage holder energy, and I'm calling because, you know, I haven't listened in as often as I used to regularly, but a lot has happened in my life and I've just grown a lot. I've changed a lot and I'm so happy to be back with this community again and have the reminder that, you know, you can always catch up.
Yes.
I was intending on signing up for the lineage holder and I still haven't done it to pay the $44 and made the time because I started a job that just wasn't so good. And I just want to hear from my angels on this path because so much has unfolded and I have so much to be grateful for and so much more love in me. And I just know that I'm here divinely at the right time to speak with all of you.
Well, not only that, I want you to take in a deep breath because as you were speaking, the animals here started speaking.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was listening to the animals as I was listening to you. And it was like this message that's coming in for you. I felt then go through the voices of the animals into the pulse wave of the heart of Gaia herself, back up into the vortal of energy that is yours to command. And this voice that's kind of like, how do I describe this? It's just like it's almost like a harmonic wave that I'm seeing around you is really saying that it has come to offer you steady. They're saying that there's been a lot of up and down. There's been a lot, and they're showing it to me like a wave, right? And they're saying it's time for you to be steady, and that it doesn't mean you have to be at the bottom of the wave. You can be steady at the top, but it's time for you to relax more into the deeper trust of that which you have already, you've already made the choice. You know, that's the other reason why we're talking on September 1. They're saying now relax into it and really see what's there. And so that's the message they want you to hear today. And so thank you for bringing that in.
That's incredible. Thank you so much. I can't wait to rehear this and re-listen several times.
Oh, we love you, honey. I'm so glad you got through. Namaste.
Many blessings.
Many blessings.
Thank you all. Love you guys.
Mwah.
Namaste.
Namaste, sweetheart.
Okay. Well, it's always so wonderful to connect and to be a part of the flow that comes forward with each of these callers.
Oh, it's beautiful because you guys rock. I mean, we already know that. Where are we going, Sri? Is that Iowa City?
It looks like Iowa City.
Okay, we're going to Iowa City. Hey, Iowa City.
Hi.
Hi.
Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Welcome.
Namaste.
Welcome.
Get a reading, and I've been listening to you guys for probably 3 years, and you give me lots of encouragement.
Good.
Wow. Well, can
I don't really have a lot to say. I just was hoping I could get a word.
Oh, honey.
From you.
Absolutely. First and foremost, I have to share with you that the reason I have such a huge smile on my face is just as you started speaking, the cutest little, like, you know, those little chubby cherub angels with the cute little wings. I mean, like those adorable baby chunky cutie, like you can't help but smile at angels on the back of your high heart right here, giggling. And so I'm looking at the camera, listening to you going, okay, don't let her see you giggling. But it's this adorable little chunky cuteness, and it's so playful and so friendly and so sweet and just so precious. And the message is actually coming not from this little beautiful, precious angel, but the message that's coming in is all around that. And it's like you carry extraordinarily bountiful presence with the archangelic realm. And it's like the message I just keep hearing to give you over and over again. And there's a part of me that just wants to start crying. And there's another part of me that just wants to smile. And they just keep saying, we have heard you. We have heard you. We have heard you. We are here. We are here. We are here. And this little one is really dancing now in the middle of my back. And it's almost as if they're saying, we are always here, and they're also like, there's a healing consciousness with it, and there's also this sense of remember to keep it playful. And so that's what they want you to hear, and thank you for the gift of this connection.
Oh, thank you so much. That's what I hear as well, so I really appreciate your affirmation.
Oh, I'm glad. That's the reason you got through, so we can affirm each other. I love it.
All right.
Many blessings, Sharon.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. We love you, honey. Bye.
Well, that's...
That was beautiful. I still feel that little cutie. I
that
really
chubby
do.
Cherub, yeah.
No, too cute, but really, you know, and the other essence I was getting was, like, for any of us, that it was almost like it was like this little baby massage therapist that was just so happy, and because I saw them going up and down her back, but at the same time, I was feeling them on my back, and they're like, yeah, this is what kind of what we do. So kind of a fun little way to giggle your way out of some stress, you know?
Yeah. And one of the things that's just come forward in my mind, it may seem a little off topic here at first, is that within the context of the seven polarities of free will, we cultivate this delicious detachment. We begin to see the energies at work.
Right.
You know, the polarized energies are always available to be activated. But what is society, what is the globe predominantly energizing, which is one of the powerful
things. Questions.
and it's not just about the difference between love and fear. It is about the nuances that become the new consensus.
Well, this is it. Because if the premise, and see, this brings us all the way back, right? Because if the premise, if we're standing in front of that chalkboard, right? Yeah, and the whole premise is that if everything is a lie, then the truth cannot be found.
Mm-hmm.
Then it leads us to, and if you listen to yesterday's show, and this was, and we talk a lot about this in the video, and this was very revelatory, and it was a very clear sharing that we talked a little bit about this fear dimension, right? And that's in the video, the video this afternoon, that this fear dimension is very greedy. You know, and this is why you're seeing a rise in like elitism and all these other really strong third dimensional energies. It goes back to what Sri was talking about earlier with that goopy fourth. Well, when people are afraid, they will give up their power. Right? Remember, that's what happened. That's what happened. That's how the Patriot Act first came into power. And that's how things started getting changed. But it's not just about now. This is throughout eternity. If you come from a series of fear-based energies, you will gladly bow at the knee of the first person that makes you feel safe, even if that means giving away a part of you. So that's kind of how it's functioned for a long time. And what the divine directors have shown us is that yes, that happens. And when people are terrified, they will give away their soul. And that is a much more sobering proposition because that is what September in the end is all about. There is no longer a battle for the dominion of your brain. Sri and I have been talking about the battle for the dominion of your brain since 2003. We have been sounding it. Now, the battle is literally for the control of your soul. And this is why I'm teaching soul charting again. This is why I'm teaching live Ascended Numerology in October. Because if you can chart the soul and understand the pathway of the soul, and remember, this is the original Essene numerology. This is the one that got destroyed during the burnings of the libraries of Alexandria. But in a moment where it's starting to become the battle for the dominion of the soul and that being terrorized is the way to do it, then it is a beautiful moment to be the most glorious, illuminated, empowered, happy, bountiful being you can, because that's the gift you're being given.
Yeah.
Or you can dive into what I just shared. So there's a really strong resonance with lifting up into the truth of who we are. This is what happens when we lift up that cloak of invisibility is we say, you know what? I'm going to teach soul charting. I've taught ascended numerology for years, but I have never taught how to do soul chart layering. Yeah. And so that's going to be kind of like my gift to the world because I'm doing that I'm including that as part of the program.
You know, this is, I just want to speak to this because I have taken the class from Kira with her. This is her piece de la resistance.
No. It is theirs. I am merely the one who wrote it down.
The power of ascended numerology is such that you can really start to see deeper the intersecting lines of energy on a certain birth date, a certain day we get married, a certain day that we choose a new job, and the power and the momentum that that might influence into the expansion of our soul's journey.
Exactly.
So that is a fabulous insight to be able to chart that with accuracy. And then the charts themselves offer a glimpse into a deeper texture of why are we here? What are we doing? How come this is drawing to me or I'm drawn to this? And it's really powerful and wonderful stuff. And on one of the things to be noticed is that this is a professional training. This is practitioner strength information that Kira will be working with you over a period of several weeks.
Six weeks.
Yeah,
no, it's a lot of material, but it's important. And we don't need to spend a lot of time on
that.
Go to shrinkira.com, but join me, learn about it.
And then the other thing I want to offer, underscoring what we've been talking about the last few minutes, is this whole thing about when the truth cannot be perceived, that those who carry truth are then threatening.
Exactly.
How many times have you heard that phrase, they kill our prophets?
Right.
That when
redemption song?
When a a being comes forward with a greater level of truth, with a penetration of the illusion, they are often viewed as threatening. And that this knee-jerk reaction of don't upset the apple cart.
Okay, I have to jump in, Sri, because this is why the cloak of invisibility. See, this is why, guys, it's not, and this is, I think, a piece, even though it's in the video, we'll share it with you right now, because when you upset the apple cart, but you're not the only one. When all the apple carts topple at the same time, maybe it's time to pay attention to why. And that's what this cloak of invisibility is about. It's about what I saw in those concentric circles that were opening up was that every one of us that walks over to that flap of light and opens it in September, you just opened it, as Archangel Zadkiel has told us, for 100,000 others, which means everyone around you is going to shift. And it means that that's the quote unquote risk of saying yes to opening up that flap. And so that's the choice that has already been made, whether you know it or not, because that's what was going on in August. That's what the balance is going to help stabilize for all of humanity. And that's part of the wild ride, because everyone is going to be in a moment of grand escalation and awakening in September. But as my brilliant husband always says, it's not a question of are you awake? It's a question of what are you awake to? And whatever each being is awake to, it will flourish in September.
And that is both wonderful and a little awesome. Because what we are awake to means this is what we have decided is real and worthy of our energy.
This is what we're focusing our co-creative life force on.
And if what you're awake to is a rather polarizing or unkind construct, then you're going to be propelling that out in the world, and that will have an influence and an impact.
And this is why it's the moment to notice that you are in a Truman Show. To notice that, wait a minute, I see that.
There's
flap.
A lot of actors out there.
No kidding. But we're all co-conspirators, are we not? And in the end, and this is the greatest gift, just love yourself enough to trust yourself. You know, one of the, we have quite a few beautiful phrases from the Divine Directors in this month's video. And one of them talks about you begin with the love and forgiveness of that which has happened in your darkest hour. And from there, the wisdom grows. And in September, it is that wisdom that is literally building that bridge that will let you easily flow through and capture the essence of these higher dimensional frequencies. Otherwise, that third dimension, fourth dimension bridge is also getting pretty potent. And so it's about really paying attention to where you're feeling uplifted, illuminated, and when you're feeling not so much.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.